to go through it again. So you'll bear with me. We were talking about getting close to Hashem. And that dafka the world was created through a lack before the gilui. Okay, let's see where we go with this. As I said on Thursday, if we have to go and do it again to get the proper chazorah, we will. To the extent that the dimion, the similarity between that which has been created to that which is doing the creation, the hainu beinainu leboiroila, that is between us and the creator, the godol yaisa, to the extent that grows, this dimion, you start looking more and more like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, chach gam nedabek bo yaisa. As a result of that, you are nedabek bo yaisa. That is called dreikas, the dimion. With that in mind, we can come to a much deeper understanding of what the essence of Yisurim is. Kefesh is Ba'aliyil. Giloy Metziusi is Barach Nelivroim. Nasa Dafka Liyadayahedam. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to us has to come about through a lack. There has to be a tzimtzum. Hashem has to get out of the way, so to speak, in order to reveal himself to us. If he doesn't tone down the voltage, so to speak, you couldn't look at him, you wouldn't see him, there would be no gilui. There'd just be a blinding infinite oneness. There'd be no room for you to be able to look and see Hashem. Because there would be nothing, you wouldn't be there. So first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to do in order to give us an opportunity to have a relationship with him is for him to kaviyochel get out of the way. That's what he does. He creates a space where he isn't, so to speak. Don't try to understand this. Just the other words.
We can't see him. He's there, we just can't see him.
No.
He's not there?
You're not there yet. Huh. You're not there yet. First thing Hashem does is he takes himself out of the space. That's called the Tzimtzum. And then he puts himself back in there, okay, in a way that him and I can coexist, which is impossible to understand. Don't try to understand it. Just the other words. One day, Mitzvah Hashem, you'll find a decent rabbi, they'll teach you Kabbalah, you'll understand this. Right now I'm just telling you the words because I've heard the words. So that I'm allowed to say. What this all means, I have not a clue. But what we need to extract from that, we extract from it. And that is, as you see, that the Bria was created first by a removal of the light, and then a return of the light. That means that before there can be a Giloy of Hashem, there has to be a hiddenness of Hashem. That means before Hashem can reveal himself, he first has to hide. If you want to put it into very six-year-old crude terms, you ever played hide and seek? Machboim? Yeah? In order for the guy to find you, you first have to hide. If you didn't hide, he didn't find you. That's about as one-year-old level as you can go to understand that. In order for Hashem to reveal himself to us and for us to have a relationship with him, he first has to hide himself. I've never heard the moshul of the hide and seek before, so I don't know if it's accurate. You should walk outside. They say the rain of Iyar is mamash full of segulas. You're supposed to go outside and get wet.
I leave it open.
Mitzidi, with pleasure.
You like it? You prefer
it? I like it, but I'm not the only person in the room.
So my clothes is going to be... We left all the clothes.
Some people say you should try and drink it. The other people say you should actually get wet from it. It's mamash... It's from the Rosh HaTevez of Iyar. Is Ani Hashem Rufo Echot. In Rosh HaTevez Iyar. They say the rain in Iyar is very bad. And I'm just telling you what I heard from the Ezra's Nosh. They say. That's another question. Those will argue with you and say there's never been a bigger Gidu Hashem in the world than Israel. That you can argue. The degree of hiddenness, the degree of revelation. What we're saying is by my celebrations. The first act of creation that Hashem did was he created a lack. Because without that lack, there could be nothing else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bara Se'olam Yesh Miayin. That's the whole subject of itself. Why it's called Yesh Miayin? It actually should be Ayin Yesh. What's called Yesh Miayin? Why is it called Yesh Miayin? Yesh Miayin Beis. Why is it called Yesh Miayin? Should be Ayin Yesh. It's another discussion. We call it Yeshmiyai, something from nothing. It's nonsense. Hashem's everything. Hashem created nothing from everything. Not nothing from something from nothing. Veinaya Adam Nivra Betzelem Ubedmus. Adam was created Betzelem Ubedmus. We created in the image and the form, the Dmus of Hashem. Moshe Kosev Veyibra Elokim Es Adam Betzalmoin. Hashem created us Yeshmiyai. Bara always means Yesh Mi'ayin. The different shyness of creation, the Loshon Bara, Priya, always refers to Yesh Mi'ayin. Mitech Ahed, Hamuchlot. Out of the total nothingness, this nothingness that Hashem Kaviyachol created. Kamo Kaina Adam, Shenivra B'Tzelem Dus Shel Hashem, Olav Liyoyz Bara Ilomas Bo'ayse B'china, Kaviyachol Shel Yetziris Yesh Mi'ayin. And an Adam that was created, B'Tzelem Elokim, has the ability, in the same way that Hashem creates Olamos, Yesh Mi'ayin. This Adam has the ability to create Olamos, to be Yetzir Dvarim, Yesh Mi'ayin. That's the subject of the Nefesh HaChaim, the first chalik of the Nefesh HaChaim, Shulchan Aruch of proper Shkofi. You need proper Shkofi, you have to learn Nefesh HaChaim. There he discussed and explained exactly how that works, that we boira alamas in the same way that Hashem is boira alamas. That's what Pechiri is. B'shel kach nokvaya edev achisorin b'kol metziyas habria. In order for us to be able to create worlds, yesh mi'ayin, that heder, that lack, that void, and that chisorin that we saw b'maisa b'reishus is in every aspect of the bria. Boirei nefoshes v'chisreinom. Say the brocket 20 times a day. He's boiling the foshes v'chesreinom and their lacks. Why? Why don't you just create a sholom? No, you need the header, the lacks. V'tavki de'anem b'chayv hu l'mola oisei chesorin v'ashlimoi. Our job is to take those chesreinus and to be mashlim them. Take stock of your life, you realize what you're lacking, you see where you're short, you see what you need to do, and go and over the next 120 years be mashlim your life. As a result of that, we are doyme lekoyne. Hayesurim haim haim hamahavim esareik. Dainu esacholu shebo yoichol adam legolus es atzmoye ves koichas hanefesh agnuzim boi. The Yesurim come about from this emptiness. Wherever there's this lack, that's what's mahavu the Yesurim. The cholol. This space that Hashem gave us to function in, and that's where our koichas hanefesh are hidden. That's where you have the strength, you just don't know about it. And what brings out that koichas hanefesh is dafka the yisurim. U'bekachu keviyochel yedoyim el Hashem yisparoch. And in that way, he's doyim to Hashem. He functions in this void. In the void is where he builds and is mashlim the void. And what gives expression to that is the Yisurim. Let's try. Amati Zakashe Lavin. Let's try. If you say that many, many times, eventually it sinks in. Try to give an example. From our lives. Nitelem etzmenu avrech ben Torah bal kishrim miyuchad. Take, for example, the Ben Torah, Avrek, very choshev Avrek, very talented young man. Mechainin v'midas netzolos, adin nefesh, he's got beautiful midas, sensitive, caring young man. Yirash shemayim v'medakdei k'mitzvahs. Yeah. Sort of guy you want for your daughter to marry, you know? Yesh lo gam leiv ha-mishtapech u-mitragesh b'tfilah. All enormous emotional connection to Vuzocha Vahakim is based on Adna Torah V'Yirin. And he's built, got married, built a beautiful home based on Torah V'Yirin. Kol Bonov Kishtile Zesim Soviv L'Shulchonoi V'Afreise Hu Eishas Chayel. His wife's an Eishas Chayel, and his children in the Loshon of David HaMelech are like the branches of an olive tree surrounding his table. V'Ach V'Sholem V'Rius Shoirin B'Nei. The perfect house, right? If you were given an opportunity to write the script for your life, that's probably what you'd come up with, right? Perfect, beautiful, wonderful kind of home, yeah? Everything's perfect. Gam panosom mitzuve berevach. Yours says lots of panosa. You're getting the picture here, right? You're going big into fantasy land here, right? Panosa berevach. V'kein avrach zeh shaker ala teire v'avoyle yoyme v'layle oylu misale. And he's sitting and steiging and growing and growing and growing. Yachadi ma'akorav v'yisogav v'maloysav naskin ki hu einu poil ele b'misgeres yesh miyesh. Everybody here would agree that however much you're jealous of the situation, we'd love to have it, right? But he's functioning in a world of yesh miyesh. He's taking what he has and he's using it, that's all. He's not doing anything exceptional. He has a big Baal Kishrim, so he learns and he understands what he's learning. He's got a good memory, so when he learns, he doesn't forget. He has parnosis, so he doesn't have the tigers of worrying parnosis. So when he's learning, it's not like he's a chavrusa who's sitting there worrying about how he's going to pay the chashmal before they cut it off in 3 hours. He's functioning in the world of yesh miyesh. Is that clear? Hu amna maskiles nochon lenatzele satanayim aniflom shnitnelo ach ein hu yoytzi yesh miyesh. Avada, he's utilizing what he's been given in the most amazing way. There are plenty of people that have what he has and they don't use it. He's using his seichel to use the awesome conditions he's been given to do what he needs to do in this world. About he's not creating anything yesh miyayin. He's taking what he has and he's working with it. That's all. Is this clear? Dafka adam shekayim imetzle ahedem v'chesorim kol shehem v'ayin imedabem v'tchokos v'anyis o shenoytzes lo bayes b'chinuch ha-yodim b'shalom bayes sheyesh lo yisurim choylo makoif. It's only a person who has in his life lacks. Yesurim, whether it's panasa, whether it's poverty, whether it's he's got problems with the chinuch yeladim, he has to deal with hitpatchut hayeled every day, and ifchunim, and psychologist, and he's battling, and he's getting calls from the hell every day, and shalom bayis problems, he's got this illness, this sickness. Dafka Adam Zeh B'Shah Shehu Mitgaber, this guy with his bundle of Yisurim, when he gets up, Nis'ale V'Nelechem L'Marot HaKol Mitoich Metar Eloiris Hashem Keroi, despite all of that, he picks himself up and he gets up to serve Hashem the way he's supposed to. Hu Zeh Shekeviyachol Yotzi Yesh Me'ayin. He's now building Yesh Me'ayin. He's functioning in a void. Ludugma, Adam Shain lo Cheshek Vitam Belimuda Toiro Bitfila. You get people that don't have a Cheshek to learn. They don't have a Cheshek to learn. No, that's yours. That he has to deal with. I'll speak to you. Thank you, Rabbi Smaltz. And I'll go back into the Rebbe's office and then he'll come and give it back to me for the third time in the last week. Okay. No, I finally got it to you, just one second. I haven't, whatever. You got to. He doesn't have a Talmud limud. He would love to have a Talmud limud. See all these people learning and steiging and getting a schmuck out of it. People talking about the dvash of learning and the addiction to learning, whatever. He learns. He does his dafyomi because he has to whatever else. It leaves him cold. Or davening. He gets up. He's the words of alulom magdish. He has no connection, no clue, nothing. Know what he's talking about. As what? Who meshtad lo mitamet? He knows he has to learn, he has to daven. So he sits and he learns and he battles and he struggles and as Adam Zeh Yotzi Yesh Miayin. He's creating Yesh Miayin. He's doing much more in terms of what the purpose of the Bria was than the guy who's a big Baal Kishrim and he gets given everything on a plate and he's steiging and he knows Halav Shas. He's now becoming more and more like the Boira. And he gets to, that's why you can never judge anybody because you don't know where he's coming from. He sits day in and day out. I had a bocha used to come into my office every day crying. I'm not joking, literally crying. Crying. Everybody went from Walitsky to Rav Kaplan to Rav Jacobson in those days and to Rav Zelig and steiging and growing. And he's sitting by Rav Kaplan for the third year in his gatekish. He just cannot get ahead. He's just not going anywhere. Crying every day. But the biggest masmid we ever had. The guy sat and learned Yom Valayla, battled, struggled, got over the shear again, didn't get it. He was a, I think he was a brick. The end was probably. Where is he today? He's one of the best of Reichim. I don't want to give too many clues away, I don't know who it is. One of the best of Reichim in the Mir, going to one of the top shears in the Mir, and one of the best Bochrim of Reichim today in that shear. What happened? He created himself Yesh Miayin. Whatever he did himself. He had nothing. Baltruva came from home where his parents wouldn't support him. Mamash, Yesh Miayin, nothing. No panosa, garnished, nothing, he had nothing. And he made himself into, he built himself Yesh Miayin. Sitting next to him is a guy that no matter what he heard, he knew it, he understood it, he got it, he never forgot it. Panosa was all there, whatever. Where is he today? I don't know. He's not sitting and steiging in the mirror, that I couldn't show you. He's nowhere around. That's the Yesh Miayin. Can't judge, you don't know. People have difficulties in life, they look and say, ah, whatever, Hashem doesn't care, Hashem this, I'm such a low life, whatever, look at my next door neighbor, look what he's got, look at his kids and this, and what I'm going through and that. You don't know who's more valuable, you don't know who's more precious, and you don't know who's doing more, you don't know who's closer to Hashem. It's amazing Gemara. I mentioned it the other day, no? I don't remember. A buyer in the hotel with a couple that was going off on the walk. I mentioned this last week here. It's in another place. Okay. A buyer who spent the night in a lodge. Mm-hmm. A buyer. Yeah, the Rav, you know, Abaya, the Rosh Hashira, the Rav and Abaya. A buyer spent the night in a hotel in a lodge. And that night he heard a man saying to a woman, tomorrow we're heading in the same direction, so we'll travel together. We'll leave early in the morning. We'll travel together to wherever we're going. So Abaya was like, one second, this is going to come to Naveira. This man and woman are traveling alone on the road. It's going to come to Naveira. So he decided to follow them. There shouldn't be Yichud. If something happens, he's there. Anyway, they travel. Half an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 5 hours. Eventually get to a crossroads. And the man says to the woman, okay, I'm going my way, you going your way now. Goodbye, thanks for the journey. And off they go. Nothing happened. Says the Gemara, Abaya was shattered. If that was me, there's no way I wouldn't have done an Aveira. It's Abaya. Achebo Eliyahu Novi came and said, Kola godol mechaveira yitzrei godol mimeno. Whoever's greater than his friend, his Yetzirah is much greater. You're Abaya. Your Yetzirah is a serious, you know, Mike Tyson of a Yetzirah. That guy, Nebuch. You know, nothing great's going to come out of him. So that's the Yetzirah. So why should the Yetzirah chip him up and trip him up in Nicholim on a virus? Nothing's going to come from him anyway. But you, Abaya, big things are going to come from you. So the Yetzirah is going to fight you because you're worth fighting. And says Nochaditis. So then he was relaxed. He felt better. There's a lot to learn from this Maisa, but the most important thing I learned from this is Nochaditis. When you realize that what's going on, the things you feel initially are bad things, like a bayah was shattered. This guy goes 5 hours with a woman, doesn't do an aveira. What kind of a bahima am I? I wouldn't have lasted 10 minutes. Not 10 minutes. He feels broken, a bayah, because of that. Nochadaita, when you understand what we've just learned now, which is the same as what he just learned there, so then you feel it, you understand what's going on. It's dafka the yisurim, and it's dafka the difficulties, and dafka the problems that you have. That's what makes you great. That's why you're better than those. Not that we sit here judging the others. You know, but he's got his cheshbon with Hashem. But it's not something that breaks us, it makes us. We're creating Yesh Miayin. We're much more closer to Hashem than if everything would just go right. Rav Pinkus said even stronger. He said if everything was just going right, if this guy, yeah, you know, who's got everything right, he said the world would not need to exist. What are you going to daven for? You don't even have to daven. Daven for Siyata Dishmai and learning, you don't need it because you're learning. Parnasa, children, everything that most people are davening for, you never need to daven for because you've got it all good. So you're never going to daven. So what are you in the world for? Who needs you? Who needs this perfect guy? That's why there are no perfect people in the world. Because no one needs perfect people. That's all the perfect people go to Haram Anuchas. That's where all the perfect people are. You're going to need them here. But that's the chizuk. It's dafka because of the yisurim, dafka because of the difficulties, dafka because of all the nishreinus that we have, That's what gives us greatness. Rabbi Akiva. The Torah Shemot pair we have today came from the 24,000 students or the five? From the five. After the biggest churban, we cannot begin to imagine. If you sit and think about it for 5 minutes, you'll cry. 24,000 Talmidim died in the space of a few weeks. Can you imagine how shit even broken he was? After all he did, 24 years I left my wife. I built a yeshiva with 24,000 Talmidim. Five mere yeshivas. Imagine if Nosson C. Finkel loved you. With all his yisurim, with all his mysterious nefesh, he built a mere yeshiva, and in 3 weeks, Rachman Etzlan, everyone dies. What do you do with it? You break, you shattered, you finished. What did Rabbi Akiva do? He gave us Kulu Torah Shemal Peh. From that header, from that void, that the world turned to darkness, as the world went black. In that darkness, what did he do? Created Yesh Ma'ayin, a Kulu Torah Shemal Peh. That's the vulture. And in our way, we have to find in our lives these nekudas. Ma'od mod chashuv to find these understandings. Otherwise, the yisurim can break you. If it's not your yisurim, it's your next door neighbor's yisurim. You have to be completely, completely psychiatrically narcissistic today not to know that there's a lot of suffering going on in the world besides yours. You have to be completely dead not to know how much suffering there is in the world today. It can overwhelm you if you don't understand this yisod. Let's just do this paragraph. There's a lot that has to be spread out here, but I have to make it 10 o'clock. Ata novin heitiv is maimru shal balatanya. The balatanya says this, the Chofetz Chaim said similar, we'll show it. This is brought down in many places. The most articulate expression of this is in the balatanya. Shechamishim shana shal dveikas b'teira, 50 years of being dovuk to teira, einem avies es adam le dveikas b'boiri isparah, doesn't bring a person to cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, accepting Yusurim with love can bring a person to Dvekas to Hashem like this, which 50 years of being Dovok in Torah can't bring you to. Hasibahi, what's the reason? Sounds weird. Ki Kabbalas Yusurim, he etzem at Dvekas Mamash. When you kabbal from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, these Yusurim Ba'ava, that is Dvekas. Liyaz Daimel Abayra B'tachlis. Torah and mitzvahs is a means to an end that brings you to dveikus in Hashem. The yisurim, that is the dveikus. That's the space where you keep Torah and mitzvahs. And you can come to then cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the final cleaving that you can achieve with love. If you understand what these Yisurim are. If that's the case, we should daven for Yisurim, because it's much easier to get close to Hashem through Yisurim. So we should daven for Yisurim. It's a kasha, why we don't? Why we don't daven for Yisurim? That's a discussion. It's not so posh, it's a good kasha. If Yisurim is so precious and so valuable, a person should not just welcome them when they come, but he should want them and daven for them. Okay, but Hashem will talk about that tomorrow. The reason why we don't daven for Yisurim is because it's gaiva. It's Moira gaiva. You can't take the chance. David HaMelech asked and he had to. If you ask, you have to fail. We have to discuss why that is like that. This is not stuff that happens overnight. This is not, you learned it once and now it's got it. Work, work, work. And the problem is as you grow and you get higher and higher, the yisurim get harder and the tests get harder. When the tests get harder, that's not bad news, that's good news. You've just been promoted. You know? The kid finishes Yeshiva Katan, he was in Shi Gimel in Yeshiva Katan, he was the best guy in Yeshiva. Then he wakes up next year and he's like, he doesn't know what's going on. It's like someone switched the lights off. And he's broken, he thinks he's crashed. He hasn't crashed. He just got promoted to the next level and now he's a little bit unfamiliar with the territory until he'll grow and develop and he'll be. It's the same that happens with us. In these sugyas, as a person grows more, his makabel more, and his batochen grows more, so then in order to maintain the bechira, Kol shegodol mechaveira yitzre godol mimin. It gets harder and harder. Is there a void or something? About is there anything more worthwhile to do? Let me know.
I don't know if this is depressing.